The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Pablo Torre. Tony, someone online bought an NFT of digital art yesterday for $69 million.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I don't know how that happened. I was trying to order takeout.
Tony, an artist named Beeple made a piece of art, and now someone owns that art as an NFT. Do you know what any of the words I just said, what they mean?
Well, I know what art means, although I don't really know art, but I know what I like, as I used to say. But I think NFT would be not for Tony, right? I mean, that's the only thing I could figure out, not for Tony. Maybe. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Wilbon apparently has better things to do, so gracing us with his presence today is the host of the ESPN Daily Podcast, my grandson, Pablo Torre.
Oh, deafening applause this time. Great.
It's not that many people cheering. That's sad, actually. And we begin today with Kansas joining Virginia and Duke as high-profile teams to drop out of their conference tournaments due to coronavirus issues. All three have reported positive tests within the program. Now, Duke was iffy to make the NCAAs, but Virginia and Kansas will likely both be top four seeds. Pablo, a team needs to show 7 consecutive daily negative tests before arriving in Indianapolis for the tournament. Virginia and Kansas can just make it. Does this give you pause about that tournament?
It adds to the pause I had for this tournament, Tony, because number one, the tournament in Indianapolis is not going to be a bubble. It will be a highly controlled environment, and the gap between those two concepts can be massive. The other thing about how all this is playing out, though, is I think it's a worthwhile and useful reminder for everybody, especially in college basketball, because look, Tony, we know this, right? The weather is getting warmer. The vaccine is circulating through the population at rates that are encouraging. People are feeling great. This is our reminder. We need to be very on guard still. We're not out of the woods just yet.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this speaks to the single issue of college sports and maybe all sports, money. This is a money grab. They lost the Golden Goose last year, the NCAA did. They didn't have their college basketball tournament. And they are determined to have it this year just to get the television revenue. As the great Don Allmeyer used to say, the answer to all your questions is money. That is the conference tournaments. That is the national tournament. Do I fear for this thing? Well, to this degree, you know, if you have a couple of positive tests, conceivably an entire bracket could be shut down. And these are college kids. And by the way, you cannot let these college kids go back to the campus from where they are now and then go to the tournament. That is, you absolutely cannot do that. So this is all about money. And I will tell you what it reminds me of. Some months back, the Big Ten would make pious announcements every third day about their new protocols. And each one was designed to make sure Ohio State got into the football tournament. Now the NCAA is saying there's a rule, Pablo. You could play the game. If you have 5 able-bodied people, you could play the game. They could be walk-ons on the end of your bench, and you just have 5, and they'll let you play the game. God forbid anybody fouls out at that point. And then just drive. It's like driving a herd of cattle to market. It's just money.
Right, and do you even need a coach on top of the 5? We're not really sure about that yet. I'll also point out, Tony, one of the great rules that proves your point about how much this is all about money. In that first round, there are a pool of 4 fill-in teams. So you could show up to the theater one day, the theater of March Madness, and the role of Lin-Manuel Miranda might be played by Seton Hall that night. You don't know. The point is that it's all up in the air. But I do want to move to the quarterback news today, Tony, because Bill Belichick and Cam Newton have apparently decided to run it back next season, with the Patriots agreeing to terms with Newton on a 1-year deal worth up to $14 million. Newton did struggle down the stretch famously last season, Tony. So does this move make sense to you?
It's so charitable that you say he struggled down the stretch. He struggled from the moment he got in there. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, which is wonderful, but he had 8 passing touchdowns and 10 interceptions. I want to get the stats right here. He couldn't throw downfield. He was 28th in passing rating, and he was dead last in yards per game. And so you ask me, does it make sense? And I'm going to tell you declaratively and affirmatively, it does make sense. Because he's a professional quarterback, all right? And he took responsibility. He was terrible last year. He couldn't throw it. But he took responsibility after every loss. He said, this is my fault. He was a leader. The other players revered him as a leader. The coaching staff loved him as a leader. Belichick loved him personally. So the worst that can happen, Pablo, is that he becomes a backup. And would you trust your team to the backup Cam Newton after all these years? Yes, you would.
It does feel like the contract you give to, maybe charitably again, a high-end backup, Tony. Because look, the deal as it is, $6 million again are wrapped up in incentives and honors and playoff achievements. So a lot of this really does hinge on how he actually plays in real time. But the other thing about this that's so clear is that this is just Mr. Right now for Bill Belichick. This is not Mr. Right. They're going to go and look around. And there is a phrase that I think of, another piece of wisdom from someone else that, by the way, for the record, describes nothing about my own personal life or philosophies, but you are as faithful as your options is what some wise men believe. Bill Belichick is faithful to Cam Newton right now because there aren't great options otherwise at that price. But is he going to look at the draft and say, can we get another quarterback? Absolutely.
Oh, he'll look at the draft and maybe Mac Jones will be there and maybe Trey Lance will be there. And he'll maybe, everybody talks about him reacquiring Jimmy Garoppolo, who's very good when he's not having broken bones, but he has broken bones a lot. It is, at the moment, a marriage of convenience. But I will say three things. One, Cam had no training camp last year, none. Two, he actually had coronavirus himself and might have been in a depleted physical condition. And three, it's just hard for me to believe that he would be this bad again. I got to think he's going to be a little bit better. But again, my point would be, if you were stuck with Cam Newton, that's not like being stuck with 25 other backups. This is a guy who was the MVP at one point. And on muscle memory alone, he could probably make something happen. Maybe I'm being naive about this. I don't know. Let's move on to the next story here. I need the prompt. Tom Brady, the 43-year-old Super Bowl champion, is apparently not just going for 45. He signed a 4-year extension that would take him to 48 in Tampa. Now, the last 3 years of this are easily voidable, but this effectively guarantees that Brady will go to at least 45. And it saves Tampa Bay $19 million in cap room. So, Pablo, how significant is this extension in your opinion?
Well, I'll tell you, it feels significant to all of the Patriots fans who just heard you talk about Cam Newton in relatively glowing terms, because they're thinking to themselves, wait a minute. Now, not only is Tom Brady winning Super Bowls for another team, he's giving hometown discounts that he used to give the Patriots to that team. And Tony, it's significant because this is Tom Brady building a moat around his castle. He's building a moat around the castle that he's built as the greatest quarterback and most accomplished quarterback of all time. And he knows that the way to do it, and it is the cheat code in professional sports, as much as we may be pro-labor across the board here, the fact is, you give discounts, you do that creative accounting stuff with void years, you say, look, I'm good in the present tense, let the future generations reckon with the bill that I'm gonna leave them, but right now you want me at this price, and you can get me at this price, so go get me a team that can win another Super Bowl.
You could not be more right. The significance here is that Tom Brady did not ask for a raise after being the MVP in the Super Bowl at age 43. And he did for Tampa what he did for New England a lot of times. He said, I'm good with this money. The money that you can save on the cap, go out and get good players around me. Maybe you can keep Shaq Barrett. Maybe you can get Godwin off the franchise tag list and sign him to a deal. Because Tom Brady at this point in his life is not just player coach. He's player GM. He's a dream. He'll take less than anybody else would take if you surround him with good players. And most of the time, Pablo, he tells you the exact good players that he wants you to surround him with. I mean, look, it's hard for me to believe that Brady would play to 48. But 5 years ago, I would have said, play to 43 and be a Super Bowl MVP. No, that's impossible. So I'm not going to bet against him. He's a physical freak. With all the crazy things he eats and drinks and the things he stays away from, I was told today he drinks 25 glasses of water a day. You could fill a pool with that much water. That's so much water. You know,
so much water, Tony, and all of it crystal clear. Again, the urology world loves the idea of preaching that much hydration.
Other people don't do this. They don't take less. He takes less. Let's take a break.
Yes.
Coming up, what are the Chiefs doing with their offensive line?
And could new experimental rule changes bring back base-stealing stars?
You know, we have a drinking game that as soon as you mention urology, which is what your dad does, everybody takes a couple of drinks, but usually water to cleanse the system. Yes, water.
Well, also clear coming out. Very good.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we put the ESP in ESPN. That's a good line. Hark, I sense the first call.
Hello, Pablo and Tony. Do you see the Chiefs figuring out their offensive line situation?
Okay, so let me give the background on this. The Chiefs have recently cut two longtime starting tackles. Let me get the names correct. Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz. They were hurt. They did not play in the Super Bowl. They are expected to lose their center, Austin Ryder, to free agency, which obviously depletes terribly their offensive line. What was the problem in the Super Bowl? It was the makeshift offensive line they had at the time. So that Patrick Mahomes was being chased all over the field. Patrick Mahomes ran for more yards than anybody in that game, but they were all behind the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
So you say to yourself, well, what are they going to do now to get a better offensive line? Well, there's some thought that Patrick Mahomes might restructure his contract in the way that Tom Brady has so that they would have a little bit more salary cap room. Overall, my feeling is this. You can attract almost any offensive lineman in the world to play in front of Patrick Mahomes and play for Andy Reid. I mean, come on. This is a dream circumstance. So I think that they're going to be okay. I mean, that's my sense of it. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, they also had to do this, Tony. I mean, look, by the way, this is where the GM of the Chiefs, Brett Veach, this is where he does earn his money because, look, they built a star system in Kansas City. Mahomes makes a ton of money, but even he is not the highest paid player on the team right now. That's Frank Clark. You go down the list, a lot of guys at the very top, they're very top heavy, a lot of money. So what do? Well, when your O-linemen, when your two tackles are injured and aging, they were never going to be the solution this season, I think, to begin with. They want their ceiling to be even higher. So what do? Maybe you go get Trent Williams, who has obviously gone from Washington, San Francisco, and now maybe wants to be the guy doing a lot of running himself in front of Patrick Mahomes. But the point is, this is a thing that I hope Patrick Mahomes is like in the loop on, because if I'm that guy, I would absolutely want to know what the plan is, because on its face, this is also terrifying.
Can I make one comment that I forgot when we talked about Cam Newton? He has
sure.
The hats. The hats are
so
great.
Many great
anyway,
hats. Beautiful
what's
hats.
Next?
Hey, Tony and Pablo, it's Josh. Do you see any of the rule changes baseball is putting into the minors significantly improving the game?
This, I believe, is Josh Cromwell of Moselle, Mississippi, and I believe that because I have psychic powers. Okay, so there are a lot of rule changes in the minors. I'm going to concentrate on one that I particularly love. It is in Double A. And the rule is simply this. All of your infielders have to have their feet in the dirt. All right? You can shift any way you want to shift. You can take four infielders and put them on one side of second base if you choose to, but they cannot be in the outfield. When they are in the outfield, particularly against pull hitters, they take one bounces that should be singles. They take them away. They take line drives away. And it discourages the batter from doing anything other than try to jack it out of the stadium. This way, if they're in the dirt, you're going to see more base hits. You're going to see more runners. It's going to be more fun to go to the ballpark because there's going to be more action in traditional baseball. And you might even see more stolen bases, and that's a rule that you are going to talk about.
Yeah, the steals thing, Tony, I mean, look, I was born in 1985. 1987 is the last time we had a player get 100 steals. That was Vince Coleman, right? I want to see stuff happening along the infield when a team is up at bat. Like, I want to see stuff happen. And so they're testing all these rules out to reform and increase stolen bases. They're making it such that, look, you can try to pick him off. You can try to pick him off again. But if you try that third time, he's going to get second base automatically if you fail. So they're encouraging, incentivizing guys to get moving along the base paths. They're making it such that, you know, Andy Pettit had that great, you know, move that was kind of a balk, but was also kind of within the rules. That's basically eliminated because you got to step off the rubber now to actually make a move to first base. The point is, all these smart people have gamed out baseball, so you got to change the rules and incentives if you want to get the game to move a little faster.
Did you say you were born in 1985? I got this in 1982. 1985? The phone lines are closed. I sense we're about to take one last break, but in our future, I see us discussing Juwan Howard getting ejected from Michigan's win over Maryland this morning.
And is Patrick Ewing, who I do remember, by the way, right to be upset at the way he's been treated at Madison Square Garden?
How can you put me on with a guy who was born in 1985? I was already old then. This is so discouraging. I love Pablo, but come on.
The sad part is that I also feel old now. I feel old lately.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Dante Hightower. The Patriots' great run-stuffing linebacker, a two-time Pro Bowler, opted out of the 2020 football season. But he will be back in 2021, along with a bunch of other Patriots who also opted out. Hightower can fill his whole hand with championship rings he has won. He has two from national championships at Alabama and three more from Super Bowls in New England. Of everlasting joy to Patriot fans, Hightower was the player who stopped Marshawn Lynch outside the end zone late in the Super Bowl against Seattle, leading to Seattle offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel calling for Russell Wilson to throw a pass on the next play, leading to Malcolm Butler's interception and the Super Bowl win. There's a lot of optimism about Hightower and the others opting back in, and Trent Brown returning to the offensive line. But need number one in New England is a quarterback, and today, that looks like Cam Newton.
I love Dante Hightower, Tony. 3 years ago, I met him at the national championship game, and we did something called the Fusion Dance, because we both love Dragon Ball Z. I know I'm talking about Beeple and Dragon Ball. It's a lot for you to process, but just trust me, we're very good friends now.
I'm still working on NFT. I've no idea what you're talking about. Happy anniversary, Billy Crystal. Around this day 13 years ago, the much-admired comedian at 60 years old played in an actual spring training game for his beloved New York Yankees and struck out in his only at-bat. Crystal managed to make contact on one pitch and fouled it off. He later declared the experience one of the greatest thrills of his life. We all know Crystal from Saturday Night Live and hosting the Academy Awards, and from movies like When Harry Met Sally, City Slickers, Running Scared. But he was a good baseball player at Long Beach High School on Long Island and originally went to Marshall University to play baseball. On a personal note, I got to know Billy a little while doing a profile on him for Life magazine. One of the things I remember him telling me was just before he walked on stage, he would put a few drops of cologne above his upper lip so he would have something nice to smell while he was working. What do you think of that, Pablo?
Tony, what a golden age of magazine story. I'm so jealous. Profiling Billy Crystal for Life magazine while presumably you guys like watched the moon landing together. I missed that when I entered Sports Illustrated. I missed that entire era, unfortunately.
The moon landing was in 1969. Neither of us was doing anything at that point. Although you had 30 more years to be born. Happy trails to Madison Square Garden being Patrick Ewing's building. Minutes after coaching Georgetown to a thrilling victory over Villanova yesterday afternoon in the Big East tournament, the biggest victory in his coaching career, Patrick Ewing said he was miffed by the security measures he has encountered this week in the building he played so many years for the New York Knicks. Ewing complained he is, quote, getting stopped and, quote, accosted at the Garden. Ewing said, quote, I thought this was my building. I feel terrible. I'm being asked for passes. Everybody in this building should know who the hell I am. I can't walk around this building? What the hell? I'm going to have to call Mr. Dolan and say, geez, is my number in the rafters or what? Unquote. Indeed it is. Number 33. Security guard stops you. You point at 33. You say, that's me. I don't need no stinking badges. In a couple of minutes, by the way, Georgetown tips off against Seton Hall.
They got to treat the old Knicks better. Tony, no one should bleed and mostly sweat as much, literally sweat as much as Patrick Ewing and not get the credit he deserves in that building. They should be ashamed, honestly. He's 6'11". Recognize him and his legacy.
How could you not recognize Patrick Ewing? You can go anywhere in America. People go, wow, it's Patrick Ewing. What's he doing here? Let's go to the big finish. Juwan Howard was ejected from Michigan's win over Maryland after getting in an argument with Mark Turgeon. Your thoughts?
My main thought is that I don't want to get in a fight or an argument with Juwan Howard. The NFL says teams will be allowed into their draft rooms for this year's telecast. Are you disappointed?
Very much so. I liked it last year when it was in people's homes. You got to see Belichick's dog. I mean, it should be in the homes all the time. People enjoy that. P.J. Tucker isn't expected to play for the Rockets again. What does that mean?
I'd like to predict, Tony, he's going to go to the Nets, and he will be about 50 times as impactful as Blake Griffin will be for them because he actually plays defense. Meanwhile, Braves outfielder Nick Markakis has retired. How will you remember his career?
I'll remember it mostly from the Orioles. I really liked him. He's a professional hitter. He's a .288 career hitter. He had more hits than swings and misses. I would think any lineup would be better with him in it. Last one, number 12, Oklahoma State versus number 2, Baylor tonight. Who you got?
I'm going to get Baylor here because I once went to Waco. I was the only person on a puddle jumper to Waco. I've always had a fondness for that strange city ever since.
That's good. I'm glad. I like that story. We're out of time.
Reporting.
Trying to do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Have a great weekend, everybody. Please check out the ESPN Daily Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And now, here is SportsCenter.
Feel better, sweet baboo.